A key feature of Florida's budget is the local and regional projects that go into it. That includes plans to fund the construction of schools, local roadways, and water systems. North Florida Senator Bill Monford says he's confident they'll be included in the talks when the legislature reconvenes in June. One of his projects includes funding a new elementary school in Jefferson County. That project is on a waiting list for state funding, but it's a priority for the small cash-strapped district that lies just west of Leon County.
You have to show a need. You have to show that you've got good fiscal management in your school district, and then the state will step in and help pay for a good portion of the cost of the construction of the schools. Jefferson County is a good example. Taylor County is another example. Liberty County is another one.
Also on the region's to-do list, reopening the Port St. Joe Port. A dredging effort is currently underway. Monford is trying to secure $20 million for the project. There's also a $250,000 request to renovate the St. Mark's Lighthouse and an ask for funding a World War II museum in Franklin County. But one of the greatest question marks of the budget impasse may be water projects, which affect nearly every area of the state.
And so there's a lot of things we're holding, our breath on to see if they're going to pass once we get into special session.
That's Tallahassee Democratic Representative Michelle Raywinkle-Vasalinda. The demise of a Springs bill tied to the budget has left funding for dozens of Springs projects like Wakulla dangling. But not every death is a blow to a region. Vasalinda says she's disappointed a ban on fracking did not happen, but is pleased a measure that would override local prohibitions on fracking like one in Leon County also didn't pass.
What we really should be looking at as legislation is a ban on fracking, not how to regulate it and enable it in Florida. And so I was so very happy to see that one die and a death. And so it's gone for now.
On the upside, Monticello Republican Representative Halsey Bashirs was able to claim two victories. Lawmakers approved his bill allowing Panacea to become a city, as well as a claims bill for a Tallahassee man who was critically injured when a city waste management truck struck him. But next in the previous budget talks were state employee pay raises, an issue highly important to Leon County as the main hub of the state's workforce. Representative Alan Williams' district covers Leon and parts of Gadsden County.
Going forward, this should never be a question of if we can fund state worker pay raises. It should be when and how much.
In addition to state worker raises, Williams's district had several projects on the to-do list.
Whether it's water projects that will hopefully keep communities from flooding in future years in Leon County, whether it's looking at the Ag Center in Gadsden County, or capital projects at our universities and community college, or even road projects that are vital to moving commerce. These have been things that have been on the drawing boards for years, in some cases maybe almost a decade.
Some of those member projects could resurface when the legislature reconvenes. It all depends on how lawmakers choose to address health care funding, which has driven the budgetary discord. Governor Rick Scott did not have much luck in persuading the federal government to renew a critical $2 billion program that reimburses hospitals for uncompensated care, and the federal government is maintaining its position that the funding partly depends on whether the state expands health insurance to more people. The Senate wants to expand Medicaid to meet that demand. The House and governor are opposed. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.